I'm optimistic that we can get something done. And I hope that that, in fact, is the case. Everyone's going to have to give a little.
That Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid late last night as the Senate was trying to work its way through the Obama stimulus plan. It was a late night, and senators may keep working through the weekend. This morning, we are joined again by Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. We kicked off this week's stimulus conversation with the senator on Monday, and he was poised to vote no on the bill then. Have 5 days of debate made a difference? Good morning and welcome back, Senator.
Yes, glad to be with you, Adora.
So are you as optimistic as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is?
Well, he said in the statement you just publicized for him that that if everybody would give a little, we haven't got even a little yet on our side. We've offered all these amendments, and none of them have been adopted. So the president, you know, I think I quoted him the last time we talked, as saying Republicans have a lot of good ideas. We want a bipartisan plan. We heard Dr. Summers, his economic advisor, say that it ought to be temporary, targeted, and timely. And half of this bill is not temporary, and that's the main problem. It is not the size of the bill. We heard somebody say, well, let's get it down $100 billion. $100 billion isn't the issue. The issue is that half of it is not temporary in the sense that you get it spent right now and get the economy jump-started, and then the programs end, because half of this bill is going to go on for the next two or three decades, the way it's written up. So it's become a subterfuge for people that just want to spend, as opposed to jump-start the economy.
You mentioned that there's some amendments the Republicans have put forth. Which ones are you talking about, and have any of them been endorsed by the president?
I don't know whether the president asked us to run them by him. As far as I know, he just said that the Republicans had a lot of good ideas. Well, let's just look at one yesterday that was offered by Senator McCain. It was one to take care of the problem that we have with the credit crunch. It's because housing is dropping out of the sky, and we want to stabilize the price of houses. So we offered an amendment with 4% interest loans, not only for those in foreclosures, but those that want to refinance, and it was rejected.
Senator, you know, you said a moment ago that half of this bill is permanent.
Yeah.
And, you know, that may or may not be true, but it seems to me, and forgive me for sort of hammering you here, but it seems a little disingenuous. I mean, what's permanent? You're the Congress. If you don't like it, you could repeal it in 2 years.
Well,
what do you mean permanent?
Well, I'm taking just Dr. Summers, the president's economic advisor. He said in order to be a stimulus package, it ought to be timely, temporary, and targeted. So temporary in their definition is a 2-year period of time. So if you hire, let's say you expand programs where you got to hire a lot of help, are you going to lay off that help afterwards, like when you help a local school district? Because the federal government's not going to be shoveling money into local school districts for the next 30 or 40 years just regular education. That's a local level, and nobody's here advocating that. But you expand a program like that, get local school districts to crank up, and then the federal government pulls the plug, you don't think that those local school districts can continue to pay for something the federal government was paying for, and so it's not temporary. So I'm just taking the president at his words and Dr. Summer at his words, and we're trying to define this bill the way with what they asked for. And if it's a 20 or 30 year program, then obviously it's not temporary.
But we can't just hire some teachers and then worry about that if we run out of money in 2 years, and then you can come back?
Well, don't you think that that's the way the federal government got into a lot of trouble, by not having the long view?
But
we haven't had the long view. That's why we got the fiscal problems we have.
But, Senator, at what point, given the level of the economic crisis right now, do you just get some of these programs going and then evaluate them as you move forward and as the economic indicators change and evolve?
Well, let's look at what infrastructure is. Infrastructure is, and we're putting a lot of money into infrastructure in this bill. You build a mile of highway this year, you aren't going to build the same mile of highway next year. That's altogether different than setting up a whole new program where you're going to hire a bunch of help, and then at the end of 2 years, the program's over. You know, this is a stimulus program, or a stimulus bill. This is not a program bill. This is a bill to jumpstart the economy. This is a bill we wouldn't even be talking about if we were not in a recession.
Senator, the president said last night that, you know, the idea of spending and stimulus are not unrelated. For instance, he talked about getting an energy-efficient fleet for the federal government, that some Republicans don't like that idea. But he said very forcefully at essentially a campaign rally, a party rally in Williamsburg, that, hey, we're buying cars. That's what we need to do. It employs workers who build cars, and it has a long-term impact on the efficiency and costs of the federal government. What's wrong with that?
Well, you mentioned something that there's nothing wrong with. I was mentioning programs that there is something wrong with. You buy a car, you pay for it once. You drive it till it wears out. And that could be 1 year, or that could be 15 years. For me, it would be 15 years. So that fits into the area of infrastructure. What we're talking about is programs that wouldn't otherwise... Listen, the answer is that if you're going to have new programs, you ought to go through the thoughtful process of 4 or 5 months that appropriations go through every year to authorize it and to appropriate money for it, as opposed to trying something brand new and trying to shove it down everybody's throat in 1 week. That isn't a thoughtful approach. When you have a permanent program, you ought to think about it a long time, as opposed to you got engineering plans on the shelf, but you don't have enough gas tax money coming in to fund it this year because people are driving less or paying less gas tax. So the federal government is going to put some money in to build that highway, to hire the people that are going to do the work. And when that highway is built, you know, it's built for 30 or 40 years.
It sounds like it's going to take a lot for you to back this proposal. What specifically do you think it would take, and are you think it's going to happen? I mean, are you going to work through the weekend?
How much? Well, we get paid by the year, so we don't have to worry about whether it's Saturday or Sunday. And we got a crisis out there with this economic recession we're in. So we will.
Well, Senator,
work,
if it's a crisis,
what it takes is for the Democrats in Congress to do exactly what the president said. He said the Republicans have some good ideas. We ought to work with the Republicans and get a bipartisan proposal. And the second thing is to do what Dr. Summers says: make sure it's targeted, temporary, and timely.
All right, Senator, but you know, I hate to start your day off wrong, but it really feels like you're trying to have it both ways here. On the one hand, if this is an emergency, then we need to do something quick. And on the other hand, if you have a problem with thinking in the short term, what's wrong with having a long view set of programs that are going to be around for a while? I can't reconcile those statements you've made.
Well, you can't reconcile it because you probably don't mind the federal government screwing up and making mistakes like we do when you do things in a hasty way. Infrastructure is not a hasty decision because the decisions to build a building have been going on for maybe 2 or 3 years at the local level. They just don't have the money. So we're going to put the money out there, and the money's going to be wisely spent. But when you
All right, Senator, haven't we had ignoring the problem for 8 years? I mean, the argument goes, why don't we try hasty and see if that works? Could we just do that?
Well, what are you talking about? We've ignored the problem for 8 years. We haven't done anything on infrastructure different the 8 years than we have the last 30 years. Most of the infrastructure is done at the local level, not the federal level. We're talking about at the federal level helping local people do what they don't have the money to do now because the gas tax hasn't bringing in as much money as local governments thought, or because industry isn't paying as much money into the federal or into the state treasuries. That isn't anything that took 8 years to happen.
All right, 8 years, 30 years. You're certainly giving us a flavor of the debate there in the Senate, Senator Grassley, that's for sure.
Well, what we want to do is we want to do what the president wants, and I just told you, timely, targeted, temporary, and that Republicans have good ideas, and the president's urging his party to look at those ideas, and we're finding out that the Democrats in the Congress aren't doing what their own president and my president's telling them to do.
Senator, we thank you so much for getting up early this morning. We know you had a late night, and we certainly wish you the best, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye.
That's Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa giving us a taste of the intensity of the debate in Washington, D.C. over Barack Obama's stimulus plan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.